ahead of the International Volunteers Day, I am happy to be joined by another UN volunteers serving in South Sudan to help save lives today and support those who want to continue living their lives with dignity tomorrow. And I am so happy to have them. And very quickly here, let's just introduce who they are. Good morning. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. I'm called Sadia Grace Nelson, National UNV from UNHCR.
All right.
Hello, good morning. I'm Nafterpi Huridu. I'm UNV from Greece.
All right. And finally, the gentleman.
Hi, Rory Morrison from Canada. I'm with the Civil Affairs Division on this.
All right. And now we are curious to know what you do. I'll start with Grace.
I'm a registration assistant with UNHCR.
Yes, please.
Hi, I'm Nafterpi. I'm stationed in Juba, UN House. I'm working at the clinic, the UN clinic. I'm a general surgeon.
I'm with the Civil Affairs Division. I'm a reporting officer.
Okay. And now, what does your job involve, Grace? I know you are registrar, but tell us more about your job.
First of all, I'll start by defining registration. Registration is the process of recording, updating, and continuously verifying the database about refugees, asylum seekers, and any other persons of concern to UNHCR.
All right. And Efterpi?
Well, I'm a medical person, so I'm at the clinic. It's with people that don't feel very good, sick, and patients. So
right.
this is my job, yeah.
Right. And Morrison, what does your work entail?
Yeah, the Civil Affairs Division has kind of three strategic priorities, supporting conflict mediation, reconciliation, and social cohesion. In my role, I'm with the information cell, so we do a lot of the analysis and reporting on the activities of our field offices and kind of generating ad hoc documents for senior leadership, etc.
Right. How you do like your job working in South Sudan? Sadia Grace, are you a national or are you an international UNV?
I'm a national.
All right. So how does it feel serving your own people?
Feels great because I feel I'm giving back to the society.
All right. And Efterpi, how does it feel working in South Sudan?
It feels nice. I mean, I've been to this country before sometimes, so it's, for me, it was another chance to come back and see all these people, see how they are evolving through all these years, and just help and just put a small brick in this peace process for South Sudan.
All right, so Morrison, how does it feel?
It feels very good. I've worked in a number of African countries in the past, but never in the role of a UNV. I think working with this program specifically, you know, it opens up a lot of new opportunities and new experiences and allows you to kind of integrate in the country you're working in a lot of unique ways. So
right.
It's been very enjoyable.
Okay. And we seem to be moving very wonderfully. Lastly here, how do you make a difference in the lives of the people you encounter and interact with, Grace?
You know, dealing with people who have undergone the turmoil of conflict, like refugees, is a job which requires fortitude and endurance because these people are displaced, they are traumatized, and they're going through a lot.
Right.
So if I do something to them, I put a smile on their faces, it feels great because I feel I'm doing something, I'm impacting positively to one's life.
Right. And Efterpi?
Well, I think the first contact is very important, and as Chris said, it's a smile that you give, and when you say hello to somebody and you're smiling, and then he will smile back to you, and then even if you have a lot of things on your mind, or he has a lot of things on his mind and problems and all these things, then you can find a common place to discuss and help this person forget a little bit about all these things and just move ahead and try to get his life better and the lives of other people around him better.
Right. And finally, Morrison?
The best part about my job in terms of how we help people is because I'm more on the reporting side, you're really working on telling the story and shedding light on the work that we're doing in the division. I think the greatest part about what our division is doing is because we work at the subnational level, you really focus on making groups champions of the peace process at the local level and at bringing social cohesion and reconciliation to their own communities. So, I mean, specifically, I'm talking about the role of women, of youths, of traditional leadership. I mean, what happens at the national level is obviously very important, and those actors are important as well. But I think what I find most rewarding about my job is seeing those stories where we've engaged smaller units of the country that are just as important and kind of work up to that general peace, durable peace that we're looking for. So I think telling those stories is always nice. Seeing you'll have a workshop that a group of women attend and really come out of it inspired to make a difference in their communities. Same for youth groups, same for traditional leadership. So the empowerment that goes along with the work that we do, is a wonderful thing to see.
Right. And before I let all of you go, Maurice, what's your final message ahead of the International Day of Volunteers?
In terms of Volunteer Day, I think if you're considering being a UN volunteer, it's something I would highly advise. It's an excellent opportunity. It allows you to integrate with a multicultural workforce. The exposure that it gives you to, you know, some of that important initial experience you need professionally is wonderful. And you know, if you can get to South Sudan, do that, because it's a wonderful place to work.
Right. Great. All right. And FTRT?
Well, I would say that being a volunteer is not difficult. It's easy, and it's very, very rewarding, because it's a chance to forget a little bit about yourself and your problems, and then give up your knowledge, your experience, and share all these things with other people around you, and try to make a better world where you are. And here, I think in South Sudan, this is a very long process, and it's really nice, and I feel proud to be here and just helping this process.
And finally, Grace.
Volunteerism comes with a lot of rewards. I would advise South Sudanese to do it. There's an opportunity for each and every person. Mm. And I would be grateful if our government would recognize and embrace volunteerism, because it has a whole lot that money can't give.